Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Alan, must watch. George and Alan, still no guest, I'm sorry to say. But they have us. They can't be too unhappy, can they?
I mean, if you're a regular listener, you probably are into like what you and me do. I mean, imagine if people listen just for the guests and they get angered every time we talk.
Yeah, I mean, that can't be the case for any talk show / interview thing, can it? People don't watch Graham Norton just for Graham Norton, do they?
Some people do.
You reckon?
Oh, he's a funny guy. We're in a new place. This is exciting.
Well, yeah, as we said last episode, 252 Church Street. Well, I just said the address. I'll beep that out. I guess it doesn't really matter. Anyway.
You doxed yourself.
I don't live there anymore, so I've just doxed four of my closest friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You doxed anyone who visits there.
So anyway, we're in a new studio.
Yeah, it's an air-conditioned luxury studio.
Luxury studio. Finally out. How long did we record there for? It was like a few years at least.
Yeah, it feels like a lot of years were in that location. A lot of great guests, a lot of hot guests, and I mean temperature-wise, they were sweating up a storm in that sauna. But a lot of great memories.
Yeah, but like you say, I mean, in the summer months are rough in that room with three of us. So it's good to be here now.
Do you miss the people though? Do you miss your housemates? I mean, how long have you been in this new place?
I've been in here for 2 nights.
How are you finding it? I mean, that's probably enough time to decide whether you like it. Living on your own, not living on your own. You've got a housemate.
You could say a housemate, yeah. No, but I'm loving it. This apartment is great. The move was difficult. I did GoGet. Do you know what GoGet is?
Sure, you go get a car.
Yeah, it's called GoGet because you go get the car.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
Pretty good.
I get it. Go for your story.
Okay. I will.
Okay.
I go-got a van.
You go-got.
I go-gotted the van. I got a van from GoGet.
Okay.
It's basically a shared thing. You have a tag, if you remember, and you can like beep open a car and book it for money per hour.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did it with the van, and then me and my friend Alan, not yourself, you would remember, I'm sure, it was only 2 days ago.
Yeah, I have no memory of this at all.
We filled the van with everything I own, and then we went down in in the car park of this building, and I left the tag to unlock the door in the van, and then it automatically locked.
Oh.
So we couldn't unlock it, and all of my possessions were in there. So we went outside, and you can't get any phone service down there either, because usually you call GoGet and they'll unlock a van for you.
Sure.
But I was like, how are they going to do it?
But where were you? Underground?
I was underground. I was in an underground car park.
Underground car park?
Of this building that
of
we're in.
Of this building, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm not just hanging around in underground car parks
I was like,
with all my stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, somehow, I don't know, GoGet must have go-got some amazing technology, because they managed to connect to a van that was 3 levels underground and unlock it for me over the phone.
So you got out of the underground car park, made the phone call.
Made the phone call, said, hey, I've done this with the car that I booked. And they unlocked it.
We can't ring you, but we can actually shoot lasers.
We can shoot lasers through the earth.
Yeah.
And unlock a van for you. So that was lucky though, because I don't know what I would have done.
Oh, your life would have been ruined. You would have had all your stuff in a van.
I know.
You would have to break it with a brick.
So that's as close as we got to any kind of crisis, I suppose.
Yeah.
But apart from that, it was a pretty seamless move.
Oh, that's good. Moving can be very stressful.
Yeah.
But you're here now.
Yeah.
How much stuff did you have in the van? I mean.
Well, we filled a van. I mean, we
filled a van.
Yeah. And I didn't think I mean, you've been in my room. Would you think that all that stuff would fill a van?
No,
it's crazy.
No, you had a bed. Did you take the bed?
Yeah, yeah. I had a bed and a mattress, which takes up a lot of it.
See, what I did when I moved out of my place, I just got rid of all my possessions.
Smart.
Because it worked for a fella called the Buddha.
Buddha did that?
Yeah, when he moved.
When he moved.
left his wife and child. and decided to live under a tree.
Okay.
As you do.
I wonder how much that would cost in Sydney. Sydney prices. Under a tree.
Oh, it's expensive.
Depends where it is, I suppose.
I thought, you know what, I'm sick of all this stuff and I'm moving to a fully furnished place. So I didn't take much stuff at all. I filled up a couple of bags and now I've got the bags in my new place. I don't even need to unpack because it's fully furnished, man. I got everything.
Yeah, well,
I paid someone to take my bed. I paid someone else.
Oh, you didn't give a fuck. You were just like, oh, I'll get someone else to do it. You're living that city lifestyle. You're not lifting anything up, are you?
No. I paid $50 to give my bed away to charity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's not a good deal, is it?
It's not a good deal at all.
But I'm a good guy,
you know, like there's they're going to recycle those springs and that'll help people, I assume. They're a good charity.
Yeah, okay. So it's worthwhile.
Shout out to them.
Well, yeah, so anyway, that's all done. All finished. It's all behind us. We're in the new studio. We're going to be getting some guests on.
Anyone who was reluctant to come on and face the heat.
Yeah.
The sauna.
Mm-hmm.
The questions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much more relaxed atmosphere now. You just come in, have a seat.
Right.
George will get you a glass of water. The sink's right nearby.
Yeah, it's really near. It's right there.
He can just duck over to the sink, get you a glass of water mid-record.
Oh, I need to say something about, you know, last week I cancelled friend of the podcast, Tom Cashman.
Yes. So it's, how's he going? I mean, he's been cancelled. He'd be struggling, wouldn't he?
Well, yeah, I let him know in the chat section of the chess game that we were playing.
I thought he would have just listened to the recording.
I don't think he did. But, so obviously to recap, he did an open invite to anyone to play chess against him on Twitter.
Sure.
I took him up. I didn't know that he's really bloody good at chess, though, did I?
He didn't advertise that fact.
No. Anyway, so he beat me once, he beat me again, and then I said in chat about him being cancelled, blah, blah, blah. Then he started a new game, and I noticed that when we started, he already had a knight and a rook missing.
Oh, wow.
So he created a game, a custom game, that's an odds game so that he has missing pieces because he's so much better. And I'd like to doubly cancel him for that.
Oh, no.
Because that is embarrassing, okay?
He should play without his queen if he's serious. Why is he bloody, oh, yeah, I got a knight and a rook missing.
I beat him.
They're not even good pieces.
Well, they're still useful, though, but it's just like, okay.
He's still got both his bishops. It's not right. Cashman, if you're listening, and I know you are, sort it out. Get rid of your queen. Give George a chance.
No, I mean, I beat him with the rook and the knight missing.
Oh, you actually beat him?
I beat him with the rook and the knight missing. Yeah.
You didn't like the arrogant attitude.
That's exactly what it was. Yeah, yeah. But
I wish he'd have beaten you with such a handicap.
That's too much of a handicap, really. And I think his queen missing would also maybe be too much of a handicap as well.
Could Bobby Fischer have won in that sort of circumstance?
I think he could have beat me with a rook, a knight, and a queen missing, probably.
He could just use all pawns.
So pawns, only one pawn, one pawn and a king.
One pawn and a king. He'd figure it out. That's the great Bobby Fischer for you. He'd be spouting anti-Semitic remarks, putting you off your game.
Exactly.
And then using the little diagonal move that little pawns do, you know?
Yeah, yeah, the little diagonal one step.
Yeah, little one step. And you'd be like, oh, man, I missed it.
I didn't see that. The one move he could make, I didn't see it.
I didn't see it.
He could only make one move on the board, and I didn't see it.
It's because he's talking so crazy. You'd be like, is this guy going to kill me?
Man, it's probably, I mean, to be that good at chess, I think you need to be a little bit crazy, right?
Yeah, I got a friend who, he said he, when he was living in Japan, he was playing against a very eccentric guy.
Oh, yeah.
Who was, you know, had maybe written books about chess.
So
he was just too good and, you know, idea of fun was to try to last 10 moves against the guy, like,
oh,
just
really?
just to really, you know, see how long he could last. There's no way that he could possibly win.
Yeah,
but see, that doesn't sound fun to me.
What, just to lose repeatedly?
Yeah, to constantly get a shellacking.
Yeah.
What do you think about trash talk
in sports?
Yeah.
I
do they do it in chess?
I think there's a little bit. I mean, not as much, probably over the board. I mean, if you think about the type of people that get to be really good at chess, they're mostly little nerdlingers that sit in their room and study positions and stuff like that, right?
Well, there's a lot of trash talk when I was playing online poker.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just all internet trolls, you know, that are playing it. And, you know, some of them aren't very good at poker, and they just, but everyone sort of thinks they are because they get a few lucky wins, and they're just constantly berating everybody else.
Yeah, geez.
And there's been some famous live players. You know.
Who's the live player that's known for it?
Phil Hellmuth.
Yeah, Phil Hellmuth, yeah.
The John McEnroe of poker, and he just, like, berates people. And it's part of, like, why I got interested in the game. So he is an entertainer.
Yeah,
he's such an interesting... He talks a bit like Ted Cruz, if you listen to his voice.
Oh, yeah. Are they from the same part of America?
I doubt it. No, no. Well, actually, no. Cruz is Canadian, isn't he? He was born in Canada, but he's, you know, from Texas. That's where he represents Texas. And Helmer's from Wisconsin. So, I don't know what it's about. But they're both kind of annoying sort of people.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And very annoying voices. But Phil Hellmuth, heart of gold. But if you get lucky on him, he will berate you.
Yeah.
And I just think, because it was something that reminded me, one of the really odd things that I've been following in the news is in sport.
Yeah.
The India-Australia test matches.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been a bit of sledging in that.
Really?
A bit of trash talk.
Is that common for cricket?
Oh, it's very common. But, you know, when I was watching it in the 90s and noughties, remember the noughties?
Vaguely.
The Australian cricketers were known for sledging, but they never, like, they didn't have microphones on the field in the stumps to, like, pick up what Steve Waugh was saying.
Yeah.
Because I got a feeling he was saying, like, really horrible things, about people's wives and stuff. and so, but now the players sort of know that they're mic'd up, so you don't tend to hear them, swear and stuff, because and they'll get a fine if they make a mistake like that. But the wicketkeeper Tim Payne, he's been carrying on. He's been he had a terrible game, and he's sort of just trying to trash talk this other guy. And it just seems so weird to me. Like the trash talk was, I can't wait to get you to Brisbane. He's saying, I can't wait till you come play us in Brisbane. Because you're going to struggle in Brisbane. Okay.
Why? Why would they struggle
in Brisbane? I don't know. The pitch is a bit bouncier.
Oh, right. Okay. very niche cricket based.
You're a professional cricketer, and you're not going to be able to handle bounce. And the guy's like, oh, well, I can't wait till you come to India. You're going to struggle there.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
It's a retort.
Yeah, it's a very Route 1 retort, but a retort nonetheless.
And then Tim Payne, the Australian captain, he says, at least my teammates like me.
Ooh, got a bit personal.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least my teammates like me. You dickhead.
Oh, no.
What?
Poor guy. I'm not on Tim's side, I have to say.
No, I don't know what he's talking about. What kind of a heckle is that? Like, or a response to a heckler? Imagine a comedian, responding to a heckler.
You wouldn't
say comedian destroys heckler.
No,
by saying, well, at least the Sydney comedy community like me.
Yeah, you're a dickhead.
You're a dickhead. No one likes you. Your friends don't even like you. I was trying to find out it from Billy Darcy, because he's played a bit of cricket.
Oh yeah,
and he wouldn't respond to my tweet.
Oh, really?
But so if you're listening, Billy, phone in right now. But I want to know, like, is that, because I only played a couple of seasons of cricket, but I don't remember people talking that kind of nonsense about. No. It's just such a weird kind of high school sort of thing. Like, yeah, you don't have any friends, you're a loser. You know,
trash talking is the bread and, I don't know about cricket, but trash talking is the bread and butter of, like, boxing and UFC, right? It's what gets you interested in the fight beyond just the technical, like, skill of the fighters.
Yeah, that's an interesting comparison, because they don't.
It gets you personally involved, and you kind of start to take a side, you know?
Yeah, and there's a bit of theatrics to that. Like, sometimes they're just trying to promote the fight and stuff,
yeah,
right?
For sure.
And they probably don't have any feeling either way. They just want to kill him when he's
right
in the octagon.
In the octagon, that's right.
But as soon as it's not an octagon, as soon as it's a square, they're yeah. like best mates.
Of course.
But I find that it, what's weird, the difference with sort of trash talking on the field, you know, like they don't say stuff during a match, right? When they're pummeling a guy, they're not like, how do you like that? I'm punching you in the face.
Some of them do. In UFC, Khabib Nurmagomedov, as he's beating the shit out of people on the ground, because he's never lost. He's 30-0, this guy, Khabib. Yeah. He's like screaming at them to give up and to tap and give up. It's my destiny. You have to give up. Blah, blah, blah.
It's my destiny.
Yeah, yeah. He's very religious.
And, that's a bit scary.
Yeah. Well, imagine this guy's beating you up and screaming at you to give up.
Oh, you don't want someone saying it's their destiny when they're smashing your face in. That's when you know you're in strife. You're like, I can't reason with this guy.
No, absolutely
Let
not.
Up. No, mate, it's my destiny.
Oh, man. Well, do you want to cancel some stuff? Do you have something to cancel?
Yeah, I certainly do.
Okay, well, let's get into it then. I have a little thing to cancel as well. I'm happy to go first.
Yeah, go for it, mate.
I want to cancel in this new building, there's a Woolworths downstairs. There's a supermarket downstairs, right?
You've really got it all here.
It's pretty great. There's one problem with it, though. The whole bottom level with the Woolworths and the BWS is on my phone, I'm getting SOS only service. Okay?
SOS.
SOS. I get no phone service at all.
So you could dial like 000, maybe.
I could dial 000 and ask them to bring up the recipe that I'm trying to buy for, maybe. Excuse me, can you bring up the recipe that the Jamie Oliver recipe I want to make?
Yeah.
Need the ingredients list.
SOS.
Why is it? Why does SOS work? Is it on a whole different network? You know what I mean?
It must be, yeah.
They have a whole infrastructure just for SOS so that you can always get SOS.
It's just similar to the GoGet, I guess. That the GoGet, they can sort of unlock a car from anywhere on the planet.
Yeah, even if it's deep underground.
Even in a cave in Afghanistan, they can unlock it. But, you know, if you're behind a pole, then they can't call you.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, I think I'm cancelling Woolworths here. Because they need to put a thing in their shop that extends or something. Because I'm walking around, and then I have everything in my basket, and I'm like, oh, I don't know if I have enough money in my account for this. Do I have to transfer some money around?
Yeah, you can't.
And I can't look. I have to walk all the way out the building.
You can't call someone, mm-mm. Just have a nice chat.
I can only call three people. Ambulance, fire service, or the police. Save our souls. Anyway, that's what I'm cancelling this week is the Woolworths in my building
the
not
fresh
having
food
a service.
People.
Fresh food, not fresh mobile phone service.
Oh, mate, get it together at Woolworths. Oh,
man, anyway, what are you cancelling this week?
Well, I've been watching a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast is basically we watch movies. It's a movie-watching podcast.
Yeah, you do that. You do that.
But only one of us is actually doing the heavy lifting.
You do the heavy lifting there, yeah.
What are you watching at the moment?
We're watching season one of The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like the only good season, really, of the show. I mean,
it's an interesting...
You've seen it?
Yeah. I persisted with it. And I thought it... I think you'll find that it did get good in parts.
Later
season
on.
Yeah, but then it just became...
Well, I watched to season five. When it was coming out, I was watching.
Oh, so you're re-watching.
I'm re-watching. Evan's watching it for the first time.
Why don't you watch Fear the Walking Dead because you haven't watched it before?
What, the LA one?
Yeah.
Is it bad, though?
No, it's the same.
Is it good?
I mean, I don't know if it's good.
Have you watched it?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
So you're recommending a show that you haven't even watched.
Well, because I'm all for not re-watching stuff you've already seen.
Okay.
You know which people are going to get killed by the zombies? There's no excitement there. Fear the Walking Dead. You'll be like, who's this new character?
Last time I watched season one of The Walking Dead was when it came out, which is what year?
Oh, I don't know.
2011 or 12?
Yeah, it's been on for many a season, like at least 10 seasons.
Oh, isn't it over now? Surely.
Oh, no, it's not over.
You're kidding me.
No, it's still, like, that's the thing. I tried to, here's what I did. I picked out actual, because I took a recommendation from you. I got Binge.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's pretty good.
It's yeah, it's good because it's got all the Foxtel shows. Yeah. And it's only like $10 or something. So I got real sick of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
So I looked up what were the best seasons and what are the best episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And I've just skipped through and just watched good episodes.
Okay, so you're just like, fuck it.
I'm kind of confused about what's
going
on.
Yeah, I bet you are. Yeah.
I'm like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
What's a Negan? Why has he got a baseball bat? Anyway, so I don't have any backstory on any of these characters. But I'm watching good episodes, high quality stuff.
You're like, this is great, but I don't understand what's going on.
I'm engaged. I'm loving it. I'm like, this is gripping. Who are these people? What's a zombie? But anyway, but yeah, no, I thought about the only thing with Fear the Walking Dead is I don't want to, you know, get sucked in and watch lots of seasons of it because I was probably going to get rid of binge. But what I did watch over Christmas, and this brings me to my cancellation.
Yeah.
Get into the Christmas spirit. I thought I'll watch a movie on binge called A Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah.
Starring Guy Pearce.
Okay.
So it's a modern day adaptation
of A Christmas Carol.
Sorry, I mean, it's come out recently.
Okay.
In the last few years. Set back then.
Okay.
But it's a dark reimagining.
Oh, that's just what you want, is a dark reimagining of a happy Christmas tale, right?
Well, I mean, I guess it's the Christmas Carol story. It's a three ghosts visit Ebenezer Scrooge, right?
Yeah.
So
I guess it's ghosts.
It's a little bit spooky with the ghosts.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's all kind of, yeah, it's heartwarming in the end, right? You know, he changes his ways and helps Tiny Tim or something. Gives him I'll watch this. Dark reimagining. Oh, man.
Was it bad?
Oh, it seemed well made, but then, like, in the flashback, the ghost of Christmas past shows him his past, which he should probably know.
Right.
I don't know why you got to show someone your past. You got memory, don't you?
You forget stuff.
I guess, yeah, he forgot. Well, what he forgot was he was abused as a child. Now, that's a dark reimagining of Scrooge. So now I'm watching this, I'm like, oh, man, Scrooge is about to be molested here. No. Young Guy Pearce.
Oh, no.
I'm thinking, and then you feel bad for Scrooge, right?
Right.
And you think, oh, that makes perfect sense what he's like, you know, he hates everyone.
Right.
Because he's molested. That's not the message of the book.
No,
it's like, ah, oh, you know, but don't forget about, you know, Scrooge is an all right guy.
He was, yeah, yeah.
Without the molestation, so wait, was he might
good
have been
or, was it good
guy.
Or bad?
No, I didn't enjoy it at all. It's too dark.
Okay. So
too reimagined.
The imagination was too read, basically.
It was just, I'm just sick of these dark reimaginings.
Yeah, okay.
Because then, like, Scrooge.
So is that what you're really cancelling? It's all dark reimaginings?
All of them.
The Batman films? Dark Knight?
See, they've been darkly reimagining him for so long that that's kind of the character now. It's hard to even fathom that it was ever camp, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they have tried to do it with other superheroes, and it doesn't work as well, you know? They did it with, you know, the Superman ones, where it was like this. They tried to sort of fit it into the same world, and then you had of the DC universe and Justice League and all these movies sucked, you know, because you can't have Superman. It doesn't make any sense that he can fly.
Well, it doesn't make any sense that he can do anything, does it?
Well,
if we're going to talk about sense and superheroes.
I don't know if I've ever talked about this before, but they were trying to reimagine Superman that he could actually that stuff would make sense. So he's from another planet. He's an alien.
Right.
Right. That's possible.
Oh, okay. Not really, but yeah.
You know, there could be aliens in the universe. It's a big universe. But.
Yeah, okay.
And so when he's away from his planet, when he's, you know, supercharged by our sun.
Yeah.
He can, he's got super strength, right?
Okay.
A person could be really, really strong.
That could happen.
A person could leap over tall buildings, right?
Because they're strong enough to do it.
Yeah, because they're just power in the legs, do a lot of squats and stuff. But the idea that someone could fly because they're from another planet and they're super... everything's sort of enhanced. All their abilities are enhanced, but that doesn't make any sense.
What about the lasers from his eyes?
Yeah, that's a bit of a problem as well. Yeah, that's problematic.
Yeah. Well, I like Batman because he's just a rich guy that's good at martial arts and has gadgets.
That's it. He doesn't have any powers. That's why you can potentially create a world in which a very, very rich person can sort of do these things.
Right.
They die on day one, of course, in real life. You know, I don't know
Jeff Bezos just having the shit beaten out of it.
Bezos, I said so. And he just keeps going around smashing people and then...
Yeah, but that's why I don't really like superhero films, because I just watch it and I'm just like, oh, nah. Like, if it's not Batman or, like, some kind of Iron Man is okay with me for the same reason.
Yep.
He's just a super rich inventor that makes a suit and he can fly around in it. And it has, like, jets in the bottom. That's why he can fly. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is explained in real-world terms, you know what I mean? Enough for me to buy into the film.
Yeah.
Superman, I just can't buy into it because it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, he's a bit of fun, but I think you got some of these characters like a Wonder Woman or a Superman, they don't suit being put into that same dark reimagined world.
I agree.
The only way to reimagine Batman too is have Robin be killed, because you can't have if he's just prancing around with a 14-year-old boy, like, that's not good either. So you can't darkly reimagine that.
But they kind of did, because Gordon Levitt in The Dark Knight Rises is meant to be like Robin.
Gordon Levitt.
That's him, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, I couldn't remember his first name, so I said Gordon Levitt instead. But anyway, he's meant to be Robin.
Oh, yeah.
They're imagining of Robin, but also doesn't make
Big
any sense.
Big twist at the end of the film. Yeah. She says, what about your first name, Robin?
Yeah.
Could have said that at the start of the film.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop bothering me.
Oh, man.
That's it. Yeah, he's in the film, but he's not, but he's older.
Yeah,
okay. He's not a 14-year-old boy. Yeah. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
Because sometimes, like, comic books are so... been around so long, they go through all these different phases, and so there was just one phase where they brought in that Robin character because they thought it would sell more magazines to young kids, because then they could imagine, oh, isn't that cool? Like,
oh, I could be Robin.
Yeah, if my trapeze artist parents were killed, every boy's dream. Then Batman would tap me on the shoulder and say, you've got it. You've got it.
Yeah.
You've got what it takes, kid.
Oh, man. That's another thing. We were talking about the Capitol riots last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Has there been any progress? Trump's been impeached. That's the main bit of progress. But, I mean, is anything going to happen in time?
No. I think any Senate trial will happen after. I think McConnell has seen to it that it's going to happen that way.
Okay.
Which is typical, sort of, you just make it so that Biden and the Democrats have to make a choice between how much of their agenda they want to get going on, you know, putting in their cabinet picks and all that sort of stuff. At the same time, there'll be... you know, running a trial and, you know, potentially calling Rudy Giuliani to testify or something. And and that'll be a bit of a show, you know.
Yeah, a bit of a show trial.
Well, it's sort of, it has to happen. It has to, and I think there's a good chance that they'll find enough Republicans to agree.
Oh, yeah, in the Senate.
In the Senate. Like, okay. It's a much better chance than ever before, you know. I think they need to get up like 17 or so.
That's a lot of senators, though.
It is, but you've got a few that have already sort of said that they might do it. Yeah, so, you didn't get many in the House. You got 10.
But that's more than any party has ever voted for their own party president to be impeached.
That's it. So, it's already, you know... unprecedented. And I think, I mean, if you just stick to the the facts of what happened, it's a pretty bad thing that he did, and he's not on Twitter. He has no power. It's a really good opportunity for moderate Republican senators to do something. The impeachment itself wouldn't stop him, but they might be able to tag on something that stops him from ever running for office again. And that would be a benefit to them, I think, because it just takes him out of the equation of...
Yeah.
I think it's been a big thing for a long time, back when he was running as a candidate, that there was always this threat of, if you don't treat me nicely... If you don't treat me, you know, with kitty gloves, you know, slap me around with kitty gloves, if you really go after me, well, then I'm just going to sabotage the party. I'm just going to run as a third-party candidate, take votes away from the Republican Party, and sink whoever your moderate sort of guy is who runs.
Right, and if they impeach him and then do this other vote to prevent him from running again, that just removes him completely as a...
Yeah, I think so. I think it takes him... I mean, he can still, if he wants to, he can still get on news channels that'll have him. If Fox thinks it's good for ratings, I'm sure he could come on and contribute and have his say on different things. But I think he's very much neutered by the fact that he's not on social media anymore.
Oh, which is amazing. So. You know? Yeah, so banned from Twitter, Facebook, some other stuff as well, like YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
But that was his whole thing, was Twitter. That's how he now he has to do press conferences, right?
It's really amazing. It goes to show, like, you could have, if social media companies had a bit more guts early on, they could have really stifled him.
Yeah.
And made him have to adapt. He would have had to, maybe Parler would be a bigger thing now. He would have found some other platform, but I think he's really struggling at the moment. He's in a very weak position, and I'm looking forward to seeing the end of him and getting back to a bit of this normal sort of things about, you know, let's just talk about debt, deficit.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a come down going back to normal politics, isn't it?
If you follow this podcast for the politics, for our insights, it's going to be a boring 4 years, I tell you, old Biden.
Oh,
he's just going to be there having a bloody chin wag.
Oh, man. Anyway, what the pointy end of the episode, or do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Well, let me just check my notes here, buddy boy.
Go for it, mate.
Stay as long as I like here because it's air conditioned.
Yeah, that's right. There's no need to run away.
You've been following Army Hammer?
What is that about? I keep seeing stuff about that. What is that? Army Hammer.
Do you know who he is?
No, but I keep seeing that name.
This is part of our new segment, Celebrity Watch.
Oh, my goodness.
Our debut. How quickly can you devise a jingle for that?
Oh, it'll take me a couple of weeks, I think.
Get some clicking photographers.
Good idea. Snapping nice.
The paparazzo. Yeah, Army Hammer. The hell kind of name is that?
Yeah, first of all, if your second name's Hammer, don't name them Army, right?
His real name's Armand.
Okay.
Just go by Armand.
Yeah, it's fine as well, isn't it?
He's a tall fella.
Okay.
Handsome guy.
Okay.
You ever see The Social Network? The
I've seen it.
Zuckerberg film?
Yep. Directed by Zuckerberg.
directed and starring Zuckerberg. And, of course, the Winklevoss twins. Who could forget those guys?
Uh-huh.
Well, they're not twins. There's an actor called Armie Hammer.
And he played them both?
He played both of them using split screen.
Wow. Wow.
You split that screen.
And there's two of them.
And it's just them, and they move exactly in unison because it's just the same footage.
But that's what twins do.
Exactly. They speak at exactly the same time. But what a performance by Armie Hammer.
Okay. But so what's he in the news for at the moment then?
Well, it turns out he's a cannibal.
A what, sorry?
A cannibal.
A cannibal.
Yeah, okay. Eats people.
I know what a cannibal is.
Or dreams of doing it.
Okay.
Some stuff came out about him from an ex that he'd... maybe he'd psychologically given her some problems, you know. He'd just been a bit too weird.
Okay.
And then someone anonymously posted screenshots of direct messages.
Oh, I think I did see this.
You ever slide into someone's DMs, George?
Not to tell them that I'm a cannibal, that's for sure.
You can say categorically on the pod you've never admitted to being a cannibal.
That's right. I'll say it once and I'll say it now on this podcast. I've never admitted to being a cannibal.
That's good. And that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You do not want to be admitting that you're a cannibal. Right. That's what he did.
He admitted it.
The screenshots of the messages... He's a creepy, kinky guy.
Oh, God.
If the screenshots are legit, if they're not, you know, Photoshop or something.
Has he denied them? It's been a
I think while. He has denied, but okay. But he's also pulled out of different projects and okay. things. So, okay. So I think a lot of people believe that they're legitimate
okay.
based on what they sort of know about him, you know, just being a weirdo.
It's just one of the kinks that isn't accepted, isn't it?
It's not accepted at all.
Cannibalism.
And that's what he'll just be like, oh, man, I just want to eat your heart. Is that weird? I'm 100% a cannibal. I can't believe I just admitted that.
Is that what he says in the messages?
That's the sort of stuff he's saying in the messages. What? He's like, I'm so hard right now.
Really?
Just thinking about eating your heart. Is that weird? You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The world has categorically said, yes, that's weird, Army Hammer.
I want to kill you with a hammer.
You want to go
out with me?
Yeah.
Let's meet up. It's so weird. It's, you know, such a handsome dude. Doesn't need to play those sorts of tricks.
Yeah, is it a trick? Would you say it's a trick? Surely it hurts
his
chances.
It's a technique.
It's a technique, is it? Goodness me. Not one I've ever heard
of. You've heard of negging?
It's not really negging, though, is it?
Oh, it's taking it up a notch.
Yeah, definitely.
It's making a person feel like they're just a piece of meat, and he wants to eat them.
Okay, well,
so that's our. I think he's someone to watch.
Yeah,
as part of Celebrity Watch,
we'll keep an eye on him. We want to follow the story to the conclusion.
We'd feel a lot better if he was in jail.
Where he's sentenced. Yeah, we're going to follow the story all the way to the sentencing in a couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, look. I don't know. You don't have to tell me about your specific kink. Everybody's got a kink, right?
Okay.
You've got a kink, George. I've got a kink. It's the same kink. But we're not going to talk about it.
Podcasting.
We love the sound of our own voice.
Exactly.
But has anyone ever suggested something to you that's made you feel like, oh, man, that's too weird. That's too crazy.
Let me think. Nothing jumps to mind, personally. Why? What about you?
Mm.
You have a thing.
My very first sexual experience. I'm not sure if I should even talk about it.
I think I've heard this story, and I think you shouldn't.
She wanted to use devices on me.
Okay.
It's my first time.
Was she older than you?
Did you say older?
Yeah, was she older?
Yeah. It was a... power imbalance.
Yeah.
She was like Army Hammer, you know. Better looking than me, older than me.
Right.
And she just wanted to use her devices on me.
Okay.
And I'm a virgin. I want to, like, learn how to do, like, the basics.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
I don't have to have these different toys and things put into every orifice.
Okay.
Please. So yeah, that freaked me out a little bit.
Yeah, but, well, I bet it did.
But that's kind of explains why I am the way I am.
You think it's her fault?
Oh yeah,
she can fund her.
But Army Hammer, what's his story? He's led a life of privilege. He's a handsome dude.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? I mean, are these people they just get too many things gifted to them, and then they think that they can just do whatever they want?
But they think, well, I'm this privileged, maybe I'll just say it, or maybe I'll just eat people.
Like, I'm famous.
Famous, I'm good looking, I'll just eat someone, I guess.
What's next?
That's the next step.
Yeah. What would Lecter do?
Always my first question when I want a new experience. What would Lecter do?
Yeah. He didn't just stick with being a psychoanalyst. He got out there. He became a psycho. He
sure did. Well, yeah, I think we definitely follow the story to its conclusion.
We're going to keep a watch on him.
We're going to keep a watch, celebrity watch, the first debut of this this segment. But for now, I think that's about it.
Yeah, look, thanks for listening in. I hope you enjoyed it. New location, new year. And I'm feeling good about the next episode and the one after that.
So am I. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next week.